Moncrief on News Talk.
In the studio with us give me first aid if I need it. Shane Beattie and Barbara Scully, good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hello, how's it going?
All right, here are your problems. Your first problem is this. I've been married to my wife for over a decade. I've always found her incredibly attractive. She used to have what I'd call a naturally curvy figure, but recently she started taking Ozempic and the weight's just fallen off her. I know I'm supposed to say she looks great and everyone else seems to think so. Friends compliment her, social media is full of people praising dramatic weight loss, and she seems pleased with the attention. But if I'm being honest, I'm not a fan of it. She's now so thin that it's changed our sex life and even our cuddle time on the couch. Sometimes it feels like I'm holding a bag of bones rather than the woman I'm used to. I miss her softness. I miss, for the lack of a better phrase, a bit of junk in the trunk. That's a common phrase in Leitrim, apparently. People say that a lot. Who's bothering me? What's bothering me just as much is the bigger picture. Why does it feel like so many women are chasing thinness at any cost? My wife was healthy, happy and beautiful before, at least to me. Now it feels like she's bought into this idea that thinner is always better. I would love for her to put on a few kg, but how do I bring it up?
Normally letters like this would make me lose my thing altogether,
yeah, yeah.
Because a man criticizing his wife's appearance would be enough to make me see absolutely red. And this letter does make me angry, but not for that reason, but because of what he says at the end, because I think he's actually hitting the proverbial nail on the head. Like back in the 90s, we had heroin chic. Do you remember when all the models became like painfully thin? I think Kate Moss was kind of poster girl for all of that kind
of stuff. Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, there was rightly then a pushback and an acknowledgement that, you know, many of us live in bigger bodies that are quite healthy. And the BMI as a measurement of health was also more or less rubbished around the same time. And then we had shops where you'd see mannequins that were actually a little bit more curvy than previously. And it looked like we'd made progress.
Mm.
And then along come these, whatever you call them, GLP ones, medications like Ozempic and Mounjaro, and it seems like we're gone right back to where we were in the 90s with these women who think that looking beautiful means being really painfully thin. You know, women like Demi Moore, like your woman, the Australian Nicole Kidman, the Osbournes, obviously, and like it just shines a light again on when will society stop telling women how they should present themselves to the world, and when will women finally learn to stop listening to that kind of toxic nonsense? Now, I'm not talking about people who are obese and who are taking Ozempic for health or diabetics or any of that. I'm talking about women who want to lose a few pounds like this man's wife, and it goes too far. So he's on to a point, and I think that it's great that he's highlighted that. But the bottom line is, unfortunately, that I believe equality, true equality, is about choice. And it's about you can make a choice to do this if you wish to. So therefore, unfortunately, his wife is free to make this choice should she wish to.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, as we've often said before, he really doesn't have the right to criticise that.
Mm.
He can gently maybe try and restore her self-esteem, because I think an awful lot of women, it's the same with the anti-aging stuff, an awful lot of women who aren't comfortable with getting older or being bigger, have low self-esteem, believe it or believe it not, feel that their worth is completely tied up in how they look. So all I can give this man is to say, you're right in what you say. You're absolutely right. But you cannot insist that your wife puts back on weight. But what I would suggest you maybe try and do is encourage her to know how beautiful she is regardless.
Yeah. But he did already, I would get the impression. This is actually, I can infuse with sadness.
But I think all the women who do that are infused with sadness.
Yeah.
The same with women who go and, you know, they start to, instead of getting older, they start to look weirder rather than like older.
I'm sure young ones are doing that.
And young ones are, but it's just, I think it is so depressing as a woman.
I think you're both giving your man a pass here. I think he's an absolute spoofer, this guy. So, on paper, he sounds like he sounds like the dream guy, and women are probably falling into a swoon. Finally, we found the guy who really cares about us, accepts us, you know, flaws and all. cares about how thin is celebrated.
Hang on a minute. It's not a flaw to be curvy.
Hold on. Yeah. What I'm saying is I don't think that he's this big green flag that people think he is, or maybe actually he's a red flag, because I don't buy for a second that he cares about societal pressure for women or he's worried about the culture of thinness. I don't think he cares about that. I'm not sure men really care about the culture of thinness. They're not thinking about that. I think maybe he's more into being some sort of a control freak who likes to control the way his wife looks, and he isn't happy that she went off and did this for herself. You're perfectly entitled to do whatever you want with your own body. I'm sure he's told her that he loves her curves over the years.
It's very hard to watch somebody you love do something that in your mind doesn't add anything to the picture and is potentially harmful. We don't know what the long-term effects of taking these medications are because they haven't been around for long enough. So, you know, I think you're being very hard on him. And I'm usually, okay, Sean will tell you, I usually get my head blown off being anti-men in here.
We're getting the texts are coming in already. If this guy was such a control freak, why did he write into a radio station? He would have told her what to do. And he'd be trying to control her in all sorts of ways.
Okay, but the fact is that he has said he loves her curves and she's still gone off and done this. We also don't know, maybe medically she went and needed to get the Ozempic for a medical reason. We're not sure of that. And also, you can't tell people what to do with their weight, and you can't tell people, stop now, you've gone too far. It's not like a tap that you switch on and off. That's what I would feel about it. I will say I've recently lost 6 stone. I'm on Mounjaro. And the amount of people who tell me you've gone too far now, or they'll say,
you've gone too far now.
Or you've come off, you should come off it now. Or what are you going to do when you stop it? It's nobody's business but your own. And I just think the weight loss will plateau eventually, but allow her to enjoy. She probably feels healthier and happier, and allow her to enjoy it.
I have to pull you up on she will feel healthier and happier. I don't think happiness is found in weight loss. If you need to lose weight for your health, I had to lose weight when I was diagnosed as diabetic as well, and I lost 2.5 stone. Put a bit back on, but lost 2.5 stone. But that was for health reasons. Mm-hmm. I felt healthier as a result. But there is nothing healthy about losing weight just in order to fit into a size 8 as opposed to a size 14. Mm-hmm.
I meant to feel happier because you're healthier, I suppose. That's what
but
I meant.
But there isn't an equivalence between losing weight and being healthier. You can be what used to be, if you look at the BMI, which used to be classed as obese, and you can still be really healthy. And that BMI rating made no account for different body types. And there are different body types. You know, your height and your weight isn't a straight correlation between the two. Mm. There are different body types. Yeah. And I think, you know, saying that thin is happier and healthier is not right.
Okay, yeah, well, that's, yeah.
And this guy, I'm sure this guy, like, if that was the reason she was losing weight, you know, she has to lose weight for medical reasons.
Then he would have said it.
He would have said it.
And I mean, we'd all wonder.
Or he missed his junk in the trunk. One or the other.
I know he does. He does miss the junk in the trunk. And that seems to be the point of what he's saying.
My solution would be just don't comment on it. Everyone's responsible and is in charge of their own body and their own body weight. And I think he should butt out and also realise that it's not easy to just stop losing weight or to put on weight.
But
it's a bit more nuanced than
if
that.
If he was writing in saying, my wife has suddenly started eating mountains of food and has put on a load of stone and is clearly unhealthy, we'd all be saying, yes, you know, that you're right to be concerned. And I think it's kind of similar. He's concerned about her now having lost an awful lot of weight. And he, you know, OK, he says he prefers her when she was more curvy. But I think also you'd worry about where does it stop? You know, where do you say I've lost enough weight now and I stop?
OK, well, he hasn't said she's addicted to losing weight either.
No. Yeah. But I mean, I think I don't know. You're on the I don't know. Yeah. But I think when you stop taking Mounjaro or Ozempic, the weight goes back on
again.
It does,
yes, absolutely. And after a while, it will plateau out.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So just bear with her is what I would say. But I think you're maybe giving him an easier pass than I would for this letter.
Patrick says that guy's wife is taking care of herself. Her health is more important than her wish for his old cuddles. Well, no, he doesn't say in the letter whether it was for
curvy
health or not.
Curvy is not unhealthy.
Her weight is her choice. Her health is her choice. Respect her choice. Support her. Stop complaining and doing the poor me routine. Someone else says Barbara's misandry is in conflict with her unwillingness to accept it's better to be the recommended weight. Gas, says the texter. Well, now we don't know. Again, we don't. Everyone's kind of reading some other letter, not the letter I just read out there.
Exactly.
I think he read a different letter to me, to be honest.
Brings a whole new meaning too. She's only half the woman your mother was. Ed says GLP-1s are expensive, so most people can only afford to take them for a limited time. Assuming this guy's wife can't afford to use one indefinitely, as soon as she stops using it, the weight will pile back on.
Yeah.
So all he needs to do is give it time. Is that true? I thought they just stop eating.
But the research shows, I think, that after a year with some of these, if people are off them, that they do tend to put the weight back on. Yeah, there's still, that is the unknown because they haven't been around long enough.
Okay. That men don't like sick, thin women. Women do, though.
Women have been conditioned. I mean, women get
but the pressure, many messages. But I know the messages.
The whole time.
But the pressure would maybe come from women women more than...
I absolutely agree. But I mean, that is because they have... It's like the way, you know, if you say, a woman has got to the top of the organisation that was very male-dominated, probably because she's become a bit of an anti-feminist herself, do you know? So I think that we all get contaminated by these messages in society.
Yeah.
And until you actually stand back and go, hang on a minute, what's happening here? And it's one of the reasons why I think I was very lucky that I'm tall. Because I could never fit in to any kind of like standard sizing that women were meant to be. I was always way outside that, as are my daughters. But it is incredible how people will look at somebody who lives in a bigger body and assume they're unhealthy. And that is not always the case.
Shane needs a reality check. The texter has a concern. Shane is labelling him as a domestic abuser.
Okay. No, absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying.
Rory says, I find the response to body modification or plastic surgery weird. If it was somebody saying drinking vodka gave them confidence and that's their choice, a few might chime in and express concern. Should be okay to express concern out of love. Should be the same here. Can easily be a slippery slope to more and more body modification and actually self-loathing.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody has texted in capital letters. Oh. Why does Barbara think she's always right?
Because she is.
A person would definitely feel better if she's happy fitting into her clothes. Kiss, kiss. Like, that's a terrifying message and you put kisses at the end of it.
I like your
style.
Bullet
holes or something. I'm a 40-year-old gay man. For almost a year, I've been having a long-distance relationship with a man who lives in a different part of the country. We meet up every few weeks, usually when he's travelling for work and sometimes for a few days away together. The problem is he's married to a woman and has two young children. I know he's had affairs with other men, but I think I am his first serious gay relationship. Until a couple of months ago, I was also in a long-term relationship, more than 10 years. For a long time, the man I'm having the affair with presumed that this relationship was with a woman similar to him. I didn't like lying about this, so I confessed the truth. His reaction was intense. He was very angry that I lied to him and said that he felt safe with me because he presumed we were in the same situation. After that fight, I went back to my partner, told him I'd met somebody else, and we broke up. I was ready to commit myself to this new relationship. Why? But now I find I'm often alone. He can go for weeks without me seeing this man. I miss having a partner with whom I share my daily life. All of this is taking a toll on me and my mental health. It's been a tough year or two for me as my dad recently passed away suddenly. I've also been dealing with some personal stuff from the past. I've been seeing a therapist and have good friends I can talk to, but I feel very vulnerable. I love this man and he says he loves me too, but I can't figure out how to make the relationship work. He says he will leave his marriage, but I don't know how that would work. And I definitely don't want him to damage his relationship with his children. Is there a way to negotiate our way through this so we can have the kind of life together that we talk and dream about? Wow.
Yeah, well, the year is 2026, but the repressed homosexuality and internalized homophobia, I think, is strong with this one. Because the first thing that struck me here is, how dare your man of all people have an issue with you being gay and having a male partner rather than a female partner? Because he's clearly in no position to comment. I think the guy that he's been in the relationship with actually fundamentally has an issue with being gay himself, obviously, but has an issue with gay people. He doesn't like gay people either. And a man who's gay and marries a woman and has children with them is not the person you want to spend your life with. It's not fair on you. And I'm sorry to hear about your recent bereavement as well. But I think any therapist would probably say as well, to run a mile, because this isn't healthy for anyone. This guy doesn't love you. He's deep, deep, deep in the closet. I think he loves the thrill and the secrecy of probably a blank Grindr profile or whatever app he's on. I can guarantee he's not using a face picture on his dating profile either. So I would say run a mile, get on with your own life. The fact he has two small children as well, he's really still in the closet. Like, this isn't a 60 or 70 year old man who didn't come out when it was illegal to in Ireland. This is someone who's a bit younger as well. So I'd say avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
The phrase you've just said that's going to stay with me for the rest of the afternoon is, I bet he doesn't have a face pic on his Tinder profile.
Yeah. Right, other types of pictures, yeah.
Like, oh God, what has he got? Anyway, coming from a different perspective on this, and I have sympathy with this guy who's written in, obviously. But whether you're gay or straight, having a relationship with somebody who's married with kids is never going to be straightforward. And I admire, I mean, this guy who wrote to us clearly wasn't happy in his relationship. Mm. Because if you're happy, you don't have an affair. Yeah. So the fact that he had an affair outside of the relationship, the kind of long-term relationship he was in, means he wasn't happy in that relationship anyway. So I admire the fact that he had enough self-awareness to realise that and end the relationship. However, if that is why he ended the relationship, but if he ended the relationship in order to be free to pursue a relationship with this guy who's married with kids, that's not a good idea. Because as you said, Jane, I mean, he's probably deep in the closet.
Yeah.
But even without that, if this was a heterosexual relationship, if somebody's married with kids, they're not going to walk away that easily necessarily. You know, the kids complicate things quite a bit. So I would encourage him again. You know, he said he's in therapy. I would encourage him to continue with that and to accept that the relationship he has with this guy who's married may never be anything more than it is now.
Nor should it be.
And if he's happy to accept that, fine. But if he's not and he's looking for more, I would suggest he, as you said, he gets out of it. Yeah.
Even if your man actually did leave his wife, right, and come out or whatever, I can guarantee you he wouldn't stick with our letter writer because he'd probably want to go and explore this new life of his. So I don't think it would work either way. So I don't think it's the type of person you'd want to end up with. And by the way as well, they're talking, the letter writer says, you know, it's a long distance. He's probably doing this with other people, other men around the country. I'm sure it's all sort of, as I say, faceless pictures and calling over to houses when the missus is asleep or whatever.
Holy God. Never
going to work out.
Yeah. Well, even as well as that, even if he was sincere in his, this is the married guy. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I am going to leave her. Like, he's got two kids.
Yeah.
Like, and the chap who's written into us, you're going to have to take all that stuff on as well. It's not just him and then you go off on holidays together. Yeah.
It's complicated and it'll never not be complicated.
Yeah.
And he says he doesn't want to damage his relationship with his children. He's the one who's threatening the relationship with his children by continuing on with these affairs with men, I would say as well. Is there a way to negotiate our way through this? I would say no, unfortunately. Move on with your own life. You shouldn't want any part of him.
Yeah, I would kind of agree, unless you're willing to accept what you've got now, this relationship where you're going to be on your own a lot and not see him a lot, get out.
And the poor wife as well. You know, I feel bad for her. This letter writer clearly has some compassion despite cheating on his male partner in the past. He obviously has some compassion. Yeah. So he'd probably feel bad for the wife and children too. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, Geneva. And it could be like, even from his point of view, it could be like, this is forbidden fruit because he's married.
Yeah.
And thrill and chase and secrecy.
It could be thrill there.
Yeah.
One texter says, the man who's in the relationship with a woman is angry about your honesty. Better off leave him as he has too much baggage. He won't leave her.
Yeah.
Somebody else says, married men who have sex with men and who are married to women often can't bring themselves to leave. Yeah. Patrick says, a man married to a woman with kids who's having a gay affair with a gay man who's already with another man. Yeah. Please, the two of them should grow up and be responsible. Stop playing nonsense games. Two immature, irresponsible men, says Patrick. Right,
well, Patrick? You know, he has a point.
There you go.
He has a point, Patrick.
It's like a storyline from Fair City.
It is. Or that other, what was the one, the story? Oh, that mad joke that was on RT, Sacred Vows. Wasn't there a guy in that who was married and who was gay?
Oh, I didn't see it.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only watched the first episode.
It's on too late for me. I'm in bed.
I'm in my early 20s and share a house with a couple of others. A few months ago, a new guy moved in. At first, it was completely normal, just polite chats in the kitchen, the usual getting to know you stuff. But somewhere along the way, I started looking forward to bumping into him a bit too much. He's easy to talk to and funny, and we've fallen into this comfortable rhythm of chatting over tea or watching the odd show together. Nothing has actually happened, but there's definitely a spark, or at least I think there is. The complication is that I'm renting in Dublin, where the housing situation is honestly awful. It took me ages to find this place. It's affordable by Dublin standards, and I got on well with everyone. The idea of jeopardising that stresses me out. I've always had a strict don't mix romance and housemates rule because I've seen how messy it can get. But at the same time, part of me wonders if I'd regret ignoring something that could be meaningful. I've had dreams about seducing him. It's driving me insane. Mm. How do I figure out if this is a mutual without making things weird? And if it is mutual, is it worth the risk?
I love the kind of excitement that's bubbling under this letter. Yeah. You can kind of go, oh God, that's great. Imagine living with somebody that made your heart race every time they came in the door. Like, that's amazing. I mean, you know, I would be tempted. I mean, in the past, we've had letters like this where somebody has the hots for somebody and they're not sure if it's reciprocated and what should they do? And I always think it's better to find out than die wondering, you know. So I would always kind of go, oh, look, take a chance. But I guess with the housing situation, I can understand that there's a kind of extra layer of complication that if it all blows up, it's possibly going to leave her in a situation where she feels she needs to move out or she has to move out. And the other thing that bothers me a little bit is that she doesn't know if this is reciprocated. She doesn't know if he's just being polite as the new person who's moved into the house.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, maybe he's just being very nice because he wants the same, you know, thing, being conscious of the rental market, that he's going, I really need to settle here for a while. So I'll be very nice to everybody and very friendly and very, you know, all the rest of it. And that's the biggest problem, I think, here is that she needs to find out whether he feels the same interest in her as she does in him. And unfortunately, unless things have changed hugely, the only way to do that is to reveal your cards, is to kind of...
drop the hand, as they used to say.
Well, drop the hand, or maybe something a bit more subtle, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But drop the hand and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
But before you do that, can you live if he turns around and goes, Mary, listen, you know, like, you know, you're lovely and all, but I'm gay or I'm not interested or whatever. Can you live with that?
I've been having this affair with a married man.
Down
the country.
But if you can live with that, which you should be able to live with, I think, then I think, go and reveal your hand and see if he feels the same way.
I agree. I think go for it. Absolutely go for it. I assume he's probably early 20s too. And this is what your 20s are for. You know, it's about sort of monkey barring, monkey pole between one relationship and the other in your early 20s. Haven't been a crack.
It's what?
Monkey pole.
I don't know. It's some young person. I don't know what that is.
Now, it actually sounds...
Is that rude? Is it a euphemism?
No, it's not. No.
Oh, okay.
It actually sounds like they're already a cute couple, right? Because they're drinking tea and watching TV. Actually, they actually sound like a boring old couple. They've gone past the excitement.
Watch it now.
They've gone past the honeymoon excitement stage and moved straight on to the boring sexless couple stage. But if you think there's a spark... what's the worst that can happen? I know, like, you're
all blow up.
No, but you're
let me write you a list.
No, but hold on. Like, the housing situation's awful. We know that anyway. They're not going to evict you because you say this.
No,
right?
But she's going to feel, she would feel really awkward and mortified every time he came in to make a cup of tea.
And
she's
tiptoeing.
In the kitchen.
Because if he says, he fancies her and they get together, you're living with him effectively after the first date. If it happens and then they break up, you're living with them.
Yeah.
If he says no, you're living with them. It's all bad.
Yeah, but he'll be fine with that. I mean, it's not as if he's going to take it to heart and get all upset and find
it very
awkward.
He will if she lobs the gob at him and he says no, thank you very much. Then he's awkward as well, and he's going, Jesus, I just moved in here, and this one is having a go at me.
What if it is a relationship that might work and be fabulous?
Yeah,
here's my advice. Be awful to kind of like let that bus go past.
My advice is get rid of the cup of tea, replace that with wine. Make sure all the other housemates are out at the time, so it's just the two of you. Maybe instead of a Netflix show, maybe stick on a bit of music and just probably leave it till after midnight and see what
jump
happens.
Jump on the monkey bars.
And see what happens. And monkey pole with your housemate.
What's a monkey pole?
I'm talking about going from one relationship to another in your early 20s that you don't have to commit that seriously.
That's a thing, is it? Monkey pole?
Well, I think I've invented it, but she'll go with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, the housing situation is brutal anyway.
Yeah. Go for it. There was a spark between me and my housemate. We finally kissed after a drunken night out. 23 years later, we're married and have three kids. Going for it was the best decision I ever made.
There you go.
Someone says living with someone who makes your heart race is usually your spouse. My housemate.
Really?
My housemate asked me out as they were moving out. Married 20 years, two kids later. That was a clever one, all right. So the Irish population will decline because of the fear of your housing situation. Have a crack at them. What's the worst that will happen? You'll be homeless.
You won't be homeless.
Barbara and Shane, thank you both very much. Somebody's texting it to say, why is Shane still up? Go to bed, Shane. You're on air at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Sean Moncrief is the only man I'll get out of bed from my nap for.
There you go.
Afternoon.
Okay, well, go home now and enjoy the rest of
your
night.
I'm on my holidays now, so I'm fine.
Oh, are you? Yes. All right, well, enjoy your holidays.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.